going to read a prepared statement. I'll answer any questions that I can once I'm done. The Haverhill Police Department filed charges this morning in Haverhill District Court against Amarellis Sermano, age 54, of Haverhill. Current address is listed as homeless. We filed charges for the crimes of destruction to a place of worship under $5,000 of damage, malicious destruction to property, and larceny over $250. These charges are the result of an investigation by the Haverhill Police Department into damage to the outdoor nativity scene and theft of the baby Jesus statue that was replaced with a pig's head at Sacred Hearts Church, 165 South Main Street in Haverhill, during the early morning hours of this past Christmas, December 25th. Sermano is currently in the custody of the Department of Mental Health for evaluation as to whether or not she's legally sane to be tried for the events that occurred this past December 30th, where she was arrested and charged after vandalizing a church on Portland Street in Haverhill. Sermano is due back in Haverhill District Court this Friday and will be arraigned at that time on these new charges. With respect to the investigation, Haverhill Police have gathered strong evidence in the development probable cause to charge Sermano with these latest charges. Until Sermano is arraigned, I cannot divulge the physical evidence, but will make myself available to you on Friday to provide you with what you need once she is arraigned. Sermano first became known to the Haverhill Police in September of 2014, and multiple times thereafter for events involving her obsession over religious issues in various churches. The investigation revealed that Sermano visited Sacred Hearts Church on December 14th and 21st in 2014 and attended services there. The evidence presented at arraignment will reveal that she was in the area of Sacred Hearts Church during the early morning hours of December 25th and also subsequent to December 26th, as she was in possession of a metal crucifix that a parishioner had left at the nativity scene on December 26th. The arraignment will also reveal that Haverhill Police investigators do have probable cause that Sermano was in possession of a pig's head during the early morning hours of December 25th, 2015. During an interview with Sermano subsequent to her December 30th arrest, she revealed that unfortunately due to her homeless situation, she frequents dumpsters and trash for food. We believe a pig's head may have been discarded by someone in our community who had cooked a pig on Christmas Eve, as we have learned that it is customary for some in the Latino community to roast pigs on Christmas Eve, and that Sermano may have come into possession of the pig's head via the trash. As you all know, this crime at Sacred Hearts Church in Haverhill made international news, as it was incomprehensible how someone could commit a crime such as this. It was a crime that people of all faiths and protected groups felt affected by. I am pleased to state that we are confident that this crime was not a crime of hatred, but rather an act of an individual who appears to be mentally ill. And it will be up to our judicial system to decide how it is best handled. If Ms. Sermano is deemed to be unfit for trial, then she will get the help she needs through the appropriate channels. In the meantime, it is important for our community to know that we do not have a hateful person in the midst of our community committing these crimes. I'm available to answer any questions, and Mayor Ferrantini as well.
Several weeks since this originally happened. Doing what she did, or did it take all these weeks to put the pieces together and not get charged?
It took that time to put the pieces together.
But she didn't admit that she did.
That's correct. Any other questions?
Mayor, can you get back to your
I want to begin by thanking the Haverhill Police Department. When this incident occurred, all of us in the community were shocked. I indicated at the time this didn't represent our community. As a Catholic and a former person of that parish, I was particularly offended by this. I indicated at the time that we would solve this. And thanks to the great work of the Hable Police Department going out and examining evidence, looking at various things, which I'll reveal on Friday, they have solved this crime. They did a great job, and I want to publicly thank them and commend them for it.
After it happened, were you getting calls from around the world from other mayors?
No, but people in the community were shocked by this, that it was a desecration of one of our holiest places on one of our holiest days. And we're all very glad that this isn't what it originally appeared to be. This does not appear to be a hate group. We don't have that kind of people in our community, and we're happy about that. I know this lady personally, as I've indicated to the press before. She's a frequenter of the mayor's office, and we hope she gets the help that she needs.
Do you think that this highlights more help for mental health out there?
I think it highlights the need for mental health help for homeless people. That's what I think it highlights. There isn't any readily available help, and that's, I think, what it highlights.
And you talked about, you said she had a session.
Yes, again, dating back to September, that's when we first became familiar with Ms. Cermeno. And she would frequent the police station. She would bring in letters stating that opinions about different religions. Get very obsessed about it. She would often be seen out on the side of the road preaching to people. She became a person of interest when she was arrested December 30th for the vandalism that occurred on the Portland Street Church.
You're saying that she, after she replaced the state piece of the state, she came back to the state for
right, exactly. We're showing that Ms. Cermeno has history at Sacred Heart Church from, we first know, December 14th, December 21st. Again, it'll be revealed on Friday, Christmas morning, and then again, when she was arrested on December 30th, the crucifix that she had in her possession had not been placed there until December 26th. So therefore, you know, she'd been back then. Right. I don't, as far as desecration, I wouldn't say desecration. I said, the chapter and section that she was charged criminally was to destroy a place of worship. But it comes down to the intent. You know, and again, what's her intent? Is this a person that's hate-filled and wants to send a message against a particular religious sect? I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe this woman has the mental capacity that was her intent. And that'll be up to the judicial system to decide. I believe she has and again, it was stated in her arraignment on December 30th by the court clinician that she has a severe preoccupation with religion.
Is she anti-religion or?
I believe she's, I do not believe she's anti-religion. I believe at times, perhaps mentally ill people, when they go into crisis mode, certain behaviors become evident, and that could have been the case.
Did you recover the baby's youth?
I did not.
Have you recovered the baby's
youth? Again, we'll have to wait until Friday.
If
you'd like to, do you want to wait? If you'd like to now, Father John?
that the lady go?
Did she?
Oh, well, I was wondering about. Can you just get your reaction to this news?
Well, with his development, I was very pleased to know that the situation would be resolved. Again, I applaud the police department for the great work these past few weeks, you know, diligent efforts. So, my Christians were thrilled to hear that this morning mass, when I spoke to those who were intense early on at the resolution, and I'm sure I heard it overnight, media last evening and early this morning, so we're about that Eastern resolution. So, you know, they're pleased to know that there's some outcome.
What's your reaction to the fact that it's
Yeah, it's very, very sad for our community to know that, you know, someone who needs support and help from our community, you know, would do this action. But hopefully we can support her and others who need our help to receive the assistance they need to be well and to give a healthy life. Right, there could be other outcomes that could occur that could be even more disturbing. To have this outcome, well, sad is the best possible outcome.
Yeah. If there's a there's a first person that can help, go better, help is there,
well, I know in all churches of all denominations, we care for those who are in need and support as best we can, advocating for them, of course, praying for them in our house of worship. And doing what we can in the community to support them as best you can. It's part of the faith message to care for those who are hurting, who are needing to support.
You do it differently, but it's a different place. So well, can't have it, you know?
We're still discussing the options we have for next fall. John.
How much of a
it happened, you know, Christmas morning, so it most of the services had concluded. Christmas Eve is a big celebration, and then we just had a few masses left that morning, so the word sort of trickled out until hit the news mid-afternoon Christmas Day. Then that next week there's a lot of attention locally and nationally and internationally that people were aware of. Their friends can call from all over the world, country, say we heard in our newspaper or our TV news, and so you see the news waves quite quickly. People were shocked, horrified, saddened, disbelief, and not knowing what happened and the possible outcomes. So now we pray for this woman, we support her in her healing, and hopefully you should assist and take this course.
Where did you, she been arrested? Did she start to custody?
That's correct. She's currently in the custody of, when she was arraigned on December 30th on the previous charges, she was remanded into the custody of the Department of Mental Health. And she's due back in church. I'm sorry. She's due back in court on, this Friday. That's previously scheduled, correct?
Twenty days,
I believe.
So she was scheduled to come back on Friday anyway.
That's correct.
And that's what she'll be additional charge.
Yes, on these new charges.
But has she been informed that she's been arrested on the day?
She I'm not aware of. She'll be made aware on
of the additional charge.
Correct.
Right. But you didn't get out and rest her?
No. That's correct.
Thank you, thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you all very, very much for coming.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHAV's live coverage of the Haverhill Police News Conference on the Sacred Hearts Church Nativity Scene Investigation. A suspect is due in court this coming Friday. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming here on WHAV.